Pope Benedict XVI delivered his annual address to the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See Monday, telling representatives from the 178 states that now more than ever the right to religious freedom needs to be respected and implemented. The January appointment with diplomats accredited to the Holy See is traditionally when the Pope gives what has become known as his State of the World address. Casting his gaze around the world with one eye firmly on the future, Pope Benedict once again singled out religious freedom as the most pressing issue on a global level.
Parmi les normes qui lèsent le droit des personnes à la liberté religieuse,
delivering his speech in French, Pope Benedict denounced the targeted killing of Christians, even within their places of worship, in Iraq, Egypt, and Nigeria. He mourned the recent assassination of a Pakistani governor committed to repealing a blasphemy law, which the Pope said is used as an excuse to cause injustice and violence. The Holy Father also reiterated his concern for the moment of difficulty and trial that the faithful of China are currently experiencing. But he noted all these situations, as diverse as they may be, have one common denominator, a lack of respect for the fundamental human right of freedom of religion and worship.
Dans divers pays d'autre part, la Constitution reconnaît...
He said, the religious dimension is an undeniable and irrepressible feature of man's being and acting. Consequently, when the individual himself, or those around him, neglect or deny this fundamental dimension, imbalances and conflicts arise at all levels, both personal and interpersonal. Beginning in the East, Pope Benedict XVI praised the European Union's efforts for the defence of Christians in the Middle East, but also underlined that the right to religious freedom is not fully respected when only freedom of worship is guaranteed, and that with restrictions. He spoke specifically of the Arabian Peninsula, where numerous Christian immigrant workers live, expressing his hope that the Catholic Church will soon be able to establish suitable pastoral structures for them.
Reconnaître la liberté religieuse signifie en outre...
From east to west, the Pope then spoke of other kinds of threats to the full exercise of religious freedom, its marginalisation from public life, the tendency to consider religion, all religion, as something insignificant, alien, or even destabilising to modern society, or worse, attempts to override religious and moral convictions. Here Pope Benedict spoke specifically of situations when Christians are denied their right to conscientious objection, such as the case of healthcare or legal professionals, and once again praised the European Council for its adoption of a resolution in October last that protects the right to conscientious objection to acts which gravely violate the right to life, such as abortion. However, the global panorama traced by Pope Benedict Monday was not completely without glimmers of hope. For example, the news that Vietnam has agreed to the appointment of a papal representative after more than 60 years, and the support of some European countries in favour of the displaying of religious symbols in public places.
La religion ne constitue pas pour la société un problème.
Concluding, Pope Benedict once again repeated to the representatives of the 178 states, religion does not represent a problem for society. It is not a source of discord or conflict. And the Church seeks no privileges, nor does she seek to intervene in areas unrelated to her mission, but simply to exercise her mission with freedom. I'm Eimear McCarthy.